Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Lamed. We are back after a two-month hiatus for the summer, but we are back in Parshas Bahar. The first 10 mitzvos in Parshas Bahar are related to Shemitah and Yovel. If you remember before the break, we did the first four mitzvos in Parshas Bahar, which were related to Shemitah, and the next six mitzvos are related to Yovel. So we have the first of the six mitzvos related to Yovel. The first one is, as we'll read it, counting the Shanim of Yovel. Says the Torah, V'savarta lecha, in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Ches, V'savarta lecha sheva shapsos shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim. You shall count 7 weeks, 7 units, 7 years, 7 times. V'hayu lecha yimei sheva shapsos hashanim, teishav arboim shana. And it should be for you 7 weeks, 49 years. That pasuk is today's mitzvah, counting the years of Yovel. Every 50 years is a Yovel, counting those 50 years. The next mitzvah will be by the following pasuk, Vavarta Shofar Shrua Bachodesh Hashvi. That is a separate mitzvah, Saseh Daraisa, one of the 613, to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, which we'll get to by the Shem in the next mitzvah. And then we have Vikidashtem Eshnasach Hamishim Shana. You shall sanctify this year, a mitzvah, Saseh Daraisa, to sanctify Yovel. Ukrasim Dror Barzachal Yoshveha, right, the pasuk on the Liberty Bell. You shall call freedom across the land. Yovel hiti yelachem, it shall be Yovel. V'shaftim mil shalach huzasa v'shal mishpachto tashuvu. All land and all people go back to their original states. Those are not counted as separate mitzvos. But the following pasuk is, lo yovel hi shnasach hamishim shana, ti yelachem, lo sizro, v'lo sitzro sifichev, v'lo sitzro nizireha. The harvesting isurim. Those again are counted in this cycle, as we will get up to. Again, the next six mitzvos relating to the mitzvah of Yovel. Okay, so today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of counting. And the first thing that jumps out at us is the way that the Torah formulates it. Let's read the Chinuch. Limnos Shin Lamed, 330. Limnos HaShanim Sheva Sheva Shanim Achnas HaYovel. To count every 7 years, count 7 cycles of 7 years. Be'eretz Yisrael Achar Shehit Hit Nachal Nuba. After we went into the land of Israel, and we each got a portion. Shne'emar V'Safarta Lecha Sheva Shapsos Shanim Sheva Shanim Sheva Pa'amim. Good. V'Zos HaMitzvah Klomar Zos HaSvirah Shel Shnei HaShemitah Achnas HaYovel. This mitzvah of counting Yovel, why haven't we ever heard of it? Because it's not upon individuals. He nimseras the bezdin agaldo klomer asanhedrin. Unlike the svira saomer, which is incumbent upon every Jew. Unlike, for example, svira of shivinikiyim, 7 clean days of azava, which is incumbent upon an individual woman. But this mitzvah is incumbent upon bezdin. And we have no bezdin today. We do not sanctify the yovels today. We don't even have a yovel count today. We leave out that year. We just have shemitas as Bez Hashem, we will see. This is the mitzvah. Shahayu monin, shana, shana, v'shavua, shavua. Count year by year and shmita cycle by shmita cycle. Shel shanim achnas hayovel. Kamosha anu monin yimei haomer. Just like we count Svir Saomer. They count. We'll get back to this. The Chinuch Shita is that Sanhedrin has to verbalize. This is the first shmita year. This is the second shmita year. V'yakakach makanshi shnas hachamishim. And after they do that, then they sanctify the 50th year, b'shvisas ha'aretz, by not working and harvesting the land, v'likros dror l'chol ha'avadim v'ashvachos, and to call freedom for all of the servants, v'chol ha'karkos chosro l'ba'alin. As we will get back to also, the karka returns, the avadim and shvachos return, but today's mitzvah is the counting itself. The Vilna Gaon already notes that the pasuk seems to be very, very verbose, to repeat itself. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk says, that's it, we should stop there. Count 7 cycles. But no, it says, Sheva Shapso Shanim, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pamim. And then the Torah continues, you may Sheva Shapso Shanim, Te Sheva Pamim Shana. As if we can't do math. All right, so what exactly is the pasuk emphasizing? Says the Vilna Gaon. It's quoted here in the Penina Mishulchan Agra. He says, every phrase is needed. Because without any of the phrases in the pasuk, I would not have known exactly what to do. I have to, Lamaskana, says the Gra, count the just like we do by Svir Saomer, we count the days and the weeks, so too by Shemitah, we have to count the years and the Shemitah cycles. This is the fourth Shemitah cycle and 1 year. This is the fifth Shmita cycle and 2 years. You got to do both. And with each pasuk, you might have said that maybe you don't count the Shmita cycles again. Maybe you don't count the individual years. Just part of the gra. If achet imay yakoz, if it just says sheva shapso shanim, I would have said every 7 years. You can't first Shmita, 14 years. Second Shmita, I wouldn't have known that you have to count every year. That's why it has to say, right? You have to count. Now, because of Teshav Arayim Shana, let's say the last phrase, 49 years, because you need 49 countings, not just 7 countings. V'adayna Yisi Omer. But then I also would have said, Shein Tzorach Limnos HaShana B'fnei Atzman. I would have thought that maybe, you don't have to count the years by themselves, Rak Kodim Shabo L'chol Shmita, before the first Shmita. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But once you get to the first Shmita, Avo Mishabo L'Shmita, Yomer Hayom Shmita Achas. First Shmita. Bekasha Yavo al Rosh Hashanah Haches, and when you get to the beginning of year 8, Yomer Hayom Shmona Shanim Sheheim Shmita Achas. Velo Yisayim Lomer Sheheim Shmita Achas V'Shana Achas. Maybe you count, it's the first Shmita, until you get to year 14. So you wouldn't know that you have to do like what we do with Sfirsa Omer. You count specifically the Shmitas and the years. That's why you have to say, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pa'amim. Because every year has to be counted 7 times. When you get to the end cycle, year 1, there will be 7 year 1s counted and 7 year 2s counted, etc. Rotzal Omer Sheva Pa'amim Yimna Shnayim B'fnei Atzman. Achi Yimna until you get to the end. Hayna B'chol Shmita Yachshav Yimna Shnayim B'fnei Atzman. And then he goes through, again, continuing each phrase of the pasuk, I wouldn't have known that even during the Shemitah year, you have to count both. And he continues, and in that way, explains the pasuk and what the verbosity of the pasuk. But now we have the mitzvah. Number one. The next point, though, is more substantive, and that is the mitzvah Hamelach here points out, Rabbi Sement, that there is a major machlokas Rishonim that the Chinuch is taking a stand on in terms of this mitzvah. The Chinuch clearly says it is a mitzvah upon Beis Din to verbalize, to actually say Hayom Yom Hayom, right? Hashana Zos, Hashana Rishona Le Shmita Le Yovel, right? All the years. That is what the Chinuch says. That is what the Ravid holds as well. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph also quotes this Ravid. The Ravid says it's a mitzvah to count Bepeh. The Ravid's commentary on Taras Kohanim. The Ravid says as follows: Nirali shebezdin chayavin limnos shmita v'yovel v'hashanim shebe shmita v'shnei hayovel umivarchin al zos hasvira. They even make a bracha. They make a bracha on this svira. Barashi Hashanim, Kederach Hashanim, Bavarchat Hasvira Saomer. Says the Ravid, you know what they say? Barachat Hashem, Alachinu Alachalam, Asher Kedushanim, Bezot V'Sivanu, Al Sfiras Shnei Hashmita. And then they say, Hayom Kach Kach V'Shanim Bashmita. Inami, Al Sfiras Shnei Hayovel. Mitzvah of counting the Shmita and the Yovel, says the Ravid, not only do you verbalize it, do you even make a bracha. Right, this is also the Shita of Tosfos and Ksubis. Tosfos and Ksubis on the Ein Beis. This Tosfos is famous for the other part of the Tosfos. Tosfos wonders why it isn't true that a woman who is a Zava doesn't have to verbalize and make a bracha on her counting. Right, because as I said, women who are counting Shiva Nikiyim do not make a bracha. They don't even have to verbalize it. There is a Shlach HaKadosh quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchas Nida where the Shlach HaKadosh says, you know, it's a good idea to verbalize it. No bracha, but to verbalize it. Quoted in Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sivkat and Dalid, Hagon HaKadosh Bal Shlo HaKadosh, Hitzrich Shebi Be Sviris HaNikiyim, Timneh B'chol Yom, V'somer HaYom Yom V'chulu, Kidachziv V'safra La. Ah, Shubas Oda Behuda, Cholik Olav, and we don't assume that way. We assume that Rov HaKron, besides the Shlop, assumes there is no even L'chadchila for a woman when she's counting 7 clean days for her to verbalize. Tosfos, though, even if you want to say there's a verbalization, says Tosfos, Iksubas Tavayim Bezom and Aleph, there's no bracha for sure. Say as Tosas, Yim Tomar, Amai Eim Mevareches, Zava Asvirasa, Kimoshe Mevarechan Asvirasa Omer, Taksiv Esafra. Why? The Yeshlomar Tosas gives a very practical reason, because it might turn out that it's not going to be Nikiyim. And Memele, it won't be a real counting, and she'll have to start again. By counting days and years, we don't have to assume that Rechman Al-Islam, the world is going to stop. Right? Well, you don't have to worry about that. The Eim Mevarechan El Biyovel, She Mevarechan Bezdin B'chol Shana. Tosa says it. Shala olam yuchal limnos kasei there. V'chein omer aval zava sheim tira v'tistar ein lo limnos. Very important Tosfos. But the first half of Tosfos is what we need to focus on today. And that is Tosfos holds, like the Ravid, like the Chinuch. There is verbalization required by the Beis Din. And not only that, but Tosfos and the Ravid say beferish that a bracha is required by the Beis Din. Other Rishonim, though, are not so convinced. Tosfos and Maseches Menachos has a suffix about it. Tosfos and Menachos, Daf Samachem Abeis, has a suffix whether you need verbalization. Gabi Yobel Ksiv Visafarta Lacha Da Abezdin Kamar Luhu Rachmana. It's a mitzvah upon Bezdin. The Shema, that's the key word. The Shema Bezdin Sofrin Mubarakin Kamoshon Mubarakin Asvirsa Omer. Shema. It's a Shema. And the Ramban also, in Parshas Emor, says Lo Yadati. I'm not sure. Lo Yadati Im Lomar Shi Bezdin Akadu Chayevan Lispar Shana Vishwilis Barosh Kalshana Ulavarech Alayan Kamoshon Asvirsa Omer Olomar. Just make sure it's counted. Keep track. Is the mitzvah to count, or is the mitzvah to keep track? It's very different. To count is the actual mitzvah of counting. Or is the mitzvah to keep track? There are, to be true, there are some Rishonim that don't even count this as a mitzvah. Some Gaonim that don't count it as a mitzvah. So according to them, the Bahagur of Sadi Gaon, so Lachora, according to them, for sure the mitzvah is just to keep track. But even if you say it's a mitzvah, it still might not be a mitzvah to actually verbalize it or not. It might make sense to, but that is the Rishonim that don't count, that for sure holds it, it's just a mitzvah to keep track. The Ran, on the last page of Pesachim, on the last page of Arayat Pesachim, also relates to this issue, and he seems to say that there is no mitzvah at all. Just Cheshbon, figuring it out. He seems to hold it's a mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah to actually verbalize it. Either way, what's this issue? What would be the issue behind the need to verbalize or not? What's the svara? So we have the evidence. What would be the svara behind whether one has to actually say it or not? So he relates it, the Mitzvah HaMelech relates this machlokas to a machlokas Hashem that we'll get back to in a couple of days from now. And that is, if Bezdin for some reason does not sanctify the years, doesn't count, doesn't sanctify Yovel. Is it Yovel? Is it Yovel even if Bezdin does nothing? Or does Bezdin have to do something to create Yovel? That is a major machlokas. The Minchas Chinuch, in 3 days from now, Mitzvah Shin Lamed Beis, the Minchas Chinuch says explicitly in the Mitzvah of sanctifying Yovel, or towards the end of the piece, in the end of those Beis, Upashut, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Zu Eino Ma'akev, Rak Mitzvah V'Lalakev, is a L'Charchila. Right, even if you don't sanctify it, we're going to get to amazing opinions about this. We'll talk about it more that day when we do the Mitzvah Shin Lamed Beis. But some Achronim, like the Minchas Chinuch, hold that it's Yovel no matter what. But Reb Chaim Brisker in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel Perak Yud Alecha Hey assumes in the Rambam Shita that unless Bezdin does something, it's not Yovel. Yovel only exists. It's not like, it's like Yontif. Shabbos, it's Kfiyah V'Kayim, it's from Hashem. Yontif, if Bezdin doesn't say anything about Yontif, doesn't sanctify the calendar, then it's not Yontif. Bezdin doesn't Bekadish Yisrael V'Azmanim. So it says Reb Chaim that Vadai, Sviras Hashanah, the Kiddush Bezdin Ma'akvim, Vimlo Asu Abezdin Kain, Lochal Din Yovel, Lasar Bavodas Akarka. It's not Yovel. He says, he quotes from the Deacon of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Mitzvah Zasei Luspar Sheva, Sheva Shanim, Ulakadish Eshnasa Chamishim, Vekidash Dem Eshnasa Chamishim. He repeats it, that the counting and the Kiddush are totally on each other. Then he quotes it from other eyes as well, but either way, suggests Rabbi Cement, in the Mitzvah Samelach, maybe these two arguments are linked. Bezdin's power to create Yovel and the need to have to say anything, those are linked. It makes a lot of sense. If you say, says the Mitzvah HaMelech, that you have to say something, you know why you have to say something? Because you're actually doing something. You're sanctifying, you're creating Yovel. If you're creating Yovel, Mitzvah, you have to say something. If you're not creating anything, if it happens anyway, then maybe the Mitzvah is just to figure it out. According to Reb Chaim Pshita, the boy b'peh, da'ide cheshbon ba'alma lo sagi b'zeh she'ichal klal. Ulam, ineim akadas ha'min chaschina. But if you say like the others that say it's not ma'akev, so then imkein yishlomer de din asvira hurak leida masayo yovel. Figure it out. Ve'ino ma'avek kedushas ha'yovel klal. Doesn't create the kedusha. Imkein ulai sagi gam b'cheshbon ba'alma. So figure it out would be okay. Fascinatingly, he says, maybe there's another machlokas that's connected to this. There's a machlokas tanoim, quoted in the Maseches Nedarim and elsewhere. Does Yovel count within the cycle of Shemitah? Let's see, we count 49 years, then we have Yovel. Yovel's year 50. But is Yovel also year 1 of the next count? Or is Yovel separate? And year 1 is year 51, you start again. So Bezman HaZeh, we don't have Yovel, which we'll talk about. And we don't even have a day separating. We just count 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. We do the Shemitahs today, but we don't have Yovel. But there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Yovel is counted separately, independently, or it's year 1 of the next cycle. Suggest the Mitzvah HaMelech is related to the same machlokas. If you say that there is a unique sanctity that is created by Yovel, by the Chachamim to Yovel, by counting 49 days, and then boom, Yovel, year 50, they sanctify it, they say it, they scream it out, Hayom, Yom, this Shana, then Memela, it sounds like it would be independent. Right? It has nothing to do with the next cycle. If you say it's just figuring things out, it's a cheshbon, it's not a mitzvah's minion, then it could be that it's also counted as the beginning of the next cycle. To say that you sanctify it and you count towards it and it counts for the next cycle, that's very difficult. Because then it has to do more with the next cycle than it has to do with the previous cycle. The fact that you count up to it, and this is the sea, this is the pinnacle, so mistama, that it would be separate. Okay, so these three machlokos, the Mrs. Amelach links. Number one, is Yovel counted as part of year one of the next cycle or not? Number two, what if Bezin doesn't do anything? Does it work? Does it become Yovel or not? And number three, do you have to verbalize? Those three machlokos, he links all together. That's here in Mitzvah Asei Kuf Mem in the Rambam. Okay, moving right along. We have a couple of days to talk about Yovel, so we continue though now. Says the Chiddush, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. There's a lot to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about it today. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, it's not a pshat. What's the hashkafa behind the Mitzvah of Yovel? Hashem lo. The Chinuch Shita is Yovel is similar to Shemitah. Know who the Bialim is. Know who's in charge. Right? Let your field life fallow. You think you're so great. You think you're the farmer and everything you do. You've created this amazing field. Kadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. Let your field lie fallow, have emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. Just like we said that about Shemitah, according to certain opinions, the Chinuch says a similar idea to Yovel. Ki HaKol Shalom, Ulubasof Yashuv Kol Davar L'Asher Chafetzu L'Tzna B'Tchila. You bought a piece of land, it's not yours forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Ki Lo HaAretz, Kemoshe Kasuv Ki Li Aretz, V'Yemitzvah Zushal Svira Shana, Yarchiku Atzmam, Shalom Yigzul Karka Chaver. It's not going to pay to steal things. Why? It's going to go back to the original owners anyway. Vloyach Madu, believe I'm not going to desire it because it's not mine. B'daitam ki akol shav, l'ashachav eitz akol shatihi yellow. This is Yovel, v'inyin zed, he continues, l'inyin zed shal Yovel, domiksas, l'mashenog, l'asos b'machsa d'ara. Similar what's done sometimes in human kingdoms. Shelokhin adnus mizman l'zman. Every once in a while, a king, a monarch, will move people around in his kingdom to make sure they don't feel so comfortable, to make sure they don't feel like the real Bialim. You know what, you live over here, now you live over there. Who did that? Yosef HaTzadik. The end of Parshas Vayigash. Yosef moved even the Mitzrayim around so that they wouldn't feel any more comfortable than the Jews. The Jews were all strangers in a strange land living in Goshen. So Yosef moved everybody around to give everybody the feeling of, I'm not in charge. Yosef's in charge. But that's the exact message, says the Chinuch of Yovel. All fields go back to their original owners. Asher l'sareim l'haskir lahem yiras ha'adon. To instill and remind them of the yira of the master. V'chein ha'davar hazeh. Sheratz Hashem sheyashuv kol karka l'asher lo achuz as ha'aretz mimenu baruch hu. Shem wants everything to return. And the avadim, and the only difference is that the Malchei Eretz does this to instill fear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ulam Malchei Eretz yasukein liyirasam. V'akel baruch hu Hashem does this just to be mezakeh us in a mitzvah. Not totally to instill fear, to make us believe that he is in control, but not to instill fear. That is all number one, the Chinuch says. Number two, a second reason, he does not quote it, but a second reason given by the Rambam is Yovel is a social equalizer. What happens in Yovel? Equal. He's rich, he's poor, he gets back his land. Everybody had a family plot sometime in their history. The land goes back, the servants go free, everybody, it's the social equalizer. Every once in a while, we have to get back to the equilibrium, says the Rambam. Every 50 years, things have gotten out of kilter, things have gotten, right, too much money here, too much land here. So every 50 years, everything goes back to the way it was originally. So it creates, hopefully, an equilibrium once it kicks in every 50 years. That's a totally different idea than the Chinuch, but that is number two. A third idea we'll mention from the Chinuch, the second one the Chinuch mentions, is more al pi Kabbalah. The Ot Shamati mipi HaChachamim. I've heard from Chachamim, says the Chinuch, a sod nifla. The Ramban al HaTorah also talks about this. There's a secret here. Yovel is about sevens. There's a lot of sevens. Gam ben Yishviyos, right? Seven sevens is Yovel. You think Shemitah was seven. Yovel is seven, it's seven sevens. Shisavino limno, not only seven sevens, 49. Right, the Torah emphasizes it over and over again. Seven, seven, so many different lashonos of seven. Limnos Hashanim, sheva, sheva, velo shmona, shmona, tisha, tisha. Not eight, not nine, sevens. Gam bazeh amrushish inyan shal chachma gdola v'tova. There are secrets here. Yed'uhu heim, velo yirtu lemosu l'chaladim. Not everybody knows the exact message, But there is the message of the sevens here. And this isn't the only place we have seven. He continues. Obviously, Shabbos is a
seven.
Shabbos is a seven, he notes. And we continue. And after that, that's Yovel. Pesach, Daraisa, is 7 days. Chagasukis is 7 days on a Daraisa level. And then you have Shmini Atzeres afterwards. Shavuos, 7 weeks of 7 days. Pesach the Shavuos, everything is seven. He says, Krisas Bris, even when you make a treaty. Make a treaty. Look back in Bereishis Parachaf Aleph. What does it say by the treaty? Ki es sheva kvasos, tikach miyadi. Seven. V'chein, the chinuch says, Bila Marasha. Bila made seven mizbechos. There's something about seven. Some special quality about seven. The Maharal says in many places that seven symbolizes nature, symbolizes teva. Everything in the physical world is if you have to take any point in the physical world, from there, there are six directions, right? Right, left, up, down, front, back, plus the midpoint, the anchor that holds it together. There are seven ways that you can look at any physical point. Seven are the colors on a rainbow, right? Seven are the days of the week. Seven is always symbolizing teva. Says the Maharal, that's why Chanukah, which is the holiday of Nisim, had to be 8 days. Another one of the 500 answers. Why it had to be 8 days? Because it had to be in the world of Nes. And that's why Shmini Atzeres, which is beyond. That's why Shavuos is beyond. That's why Bris Milah is beyond. Because Bris Milah is beyond teva. We go through the week, which is teva, and then we get to the Olam HaNes. But that is all. He opens up an idea here, the Chinuch does, but he does not really explain it. That's what he even says at the end of the paragraph. V'yatah HaBen HaYakir. Right? He's writing this whole Sefer, remember, for his son to learn on Friday nights with his friends. My son, Tizkeh V'tachkor, V'tarbeh HaDas, V'tavin B'dvarim, V'yanochi, try to figure this out. V'yanochi Kvar Hishlamti Malachti. I finished my job. L'ha'ir Ruchacha B'sheila. I'm just piking your curiosity. That's all my job is. Right? Now, yeah, I could leave some homework for you. Not explaining everything, but this is another idea. He says it's all about sevens. V'im Tisha, one more point. V'im Tisha, Lama Chivu Zechronim Levracha Lemnos Hashanim Sheva Sheva. Why is there a mitzvah to count the year seven? V'lo Reino Me Olam Sheyimna Hazav Yimei Sviro. As Tosfos asked in Ksubas Daf Ayin Beis, same question. Why is there a mitzvah to count the years of Shemitah to Yovel, but there's no mitzvah to count the 7 days of a clean days of a zava, even though it says v'safar la aval zulasi shechayev. He makes that ha'ara. He doesn't explain why. He says v'avich kasa b'hem v'safar. I'm sorry. He does in the next paragraph. V'safar la zulasi shechayevim sheinu leva layamim avaloshi ischayvu limnosim epel baracha manyanam. That's the problem. That's the question. Tosfos answered. Remember, Tosfos answered because this might be uprooted. Unlike the years and the days, Shuvas Davar Zema Shekdamti the Chaburo Sifri Ki Kol Inyan Atorah Talui BePerush Hamukubal. He says, you know, we don't know exactly everything. What I meant to say before is that the reason that Chazal explain this way and this that way, we don't know. That he does not answer, but he does say
is now.
He does say that the way that Chazal understands the psukim, even though one says usfartam lachem and one says usfartam lacha, that is different according to how Chazal understands it, and that's what we have to believe. That's what we'll start with tomorrow, but in the next mitzvah, where he gets into a little bit of the significance of Torah Shebal Peh, even though the psukim sounds similar. But he does not give an answer like Tosfos does in Ksubis about why it should be that a zava has no mitzvah of counting, just to get to the result, while svira of the seven shmitas until Yovel, that is a separate mitzvah say daraisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we're back. And Baruch Hashem will continue the next five mitzvahs, six mitzvahs right here in the beginning of Ahar, relating to the mitzvah of Yovel.